We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Little rush. Now, I think I've told you, Crowder, this fits perfectly with Paul Severino coming on because I'm not even a big Rush fan. I like a couple of songs here and there. The only time I've seen Rush in concert, I was taken to the concert by Warren Cromartie. Remember talking hardball with the Crow? Yeah, yeah. Crow, who played in Montreal, and Rush is a Canadian band. They were big fans of his. He became friendly with them, and then they came down to Fort Lauderdale or Sunrise, and Crow took me to see Rush in concert. And I have to be honest, I left after like six songs, because they all sounded the same to me. And I do like the sound of it once in a while. And then I was like, and then Crow got very mad at me. And I don't think I've ever spoken to him since. Anywho.
Can't win them all. Friends like
I have a
you.
Picture with Geddy Lee, courtesy of Warren Cromartie. Anyway, Paul Severino is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Paul Severino, play-by-play broadcaster for the Marlins on Bally Sports Florida. And the Marlins get underway this Thursday at Lone Depot Park. Hello, Paul.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing? With all due respect, what does that have to do with me, the Rush story? I mean, it was
wonderful. Warren Cromartie. There was a very loose baseball tie in there. Warren Cromartie,
okay,
of course,
okay.
Being a legendary ball player. So I thought it was a
I thought it had to do with me perpetually being late for everything and always being in a Rush.
Oh, Rush. Very well done. Professional broadcaster, ladies and gentlemen. Professional broadcaster.
It'll be 2-1 to Luis Urias.
What are we thinking after spring training? I kind of feel like this team has a little something. I know we'll be missing Sandy, and I guess we'll be missing Yuri Perez for a little bit, but I do think the rotation is good, and I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit of juice with this team.
Well, I think you're right. And I think if there was an aspect of the team that could, not that you're looking for injuries, obviously, but if there was an area of the team that might be able to absorb the injuries a little bit more, it would probably be the pitching staff. So, I mean, we've talked about it for the last however many years, the starting pitching depth, which, you know, toward the end of last year, got a little thin. Getting toward October and whatnot. But, you know, here you're losing three guys who you, at least to start for the first few weeks, in Braxton and Cabrera and Yuri, that you relied heavily on last year and figured to rely heavily on this year, and you won't have them. But guys like Trevor Rogers, nice, very nice spring. He's, to me, a bit of an X factor. Can he get back to the form, that all-star form from a few years ago? Ryan Weathers, I know I've said it on the air far too many times, but I'll say it again. He reminds me a lot of Jesus Luzardo in the sense of came over to the Marlins in a trade, you know, not the greatest numbers, maybe not the greatest start, but the rest of the year to work with Mel, the off season to work with Mel, and now a spring training to work with Mel. And Ryan Weathers is looking tremendous out of spring. And then Max Meyer, you know, coming back off the Tommy John from a couple of years ago. So it would be the aspect that or the area of the club that could probably absorb the injuries or the setbacks or the concerns the best. There's more depth there maybe than position player wise. And hey, once you get those guys back and healthy, now you're bringing in three more big guns who, you know, for the most part, are proven at the big league level.
And Paul, at being an ex-athlete, we used to call it upstairs and downstairs because that's how the Dolphin facility was. The players were downstairs and, you know, the management was upstairs. And the Kim Ang leaving, you know, the management has changed. Have you seen a different approach with now new people, you know, running this roster and, you know, trying to set up this thing for the season?
Yeah, I think so. And in talking with the new president of baseball operations, Peter Bendix, coming over from the Rays, you know, few, if any, organizations do it the way that the Rays are able to do it, especially with some of the, you know, financial constraints and whatnot. So I think that it was, you know, for whatever my opinions were, I think it was a great move, knowing how to kind of work within a little bit of a budget. You know, I don't think it's any secret the Marlins are not the Dodgers when it comes to money. So, you know, being able to find some diamonds in the rough, be able to find maybe value where other teams may overlook it. But obviously it's not something that's going to happen overnight. I mean, you know, the Marlins probably made more changes and adjustments to their front office than their roster this offseason. And I think that's really all going to be part of that, you know, plan. I'm not going to be the one to sit here and tell you how long it's going to take. Hopefully it doesn't take long at all. But, you know, Peter has mentioned, you know, it takes a year or two or whatever it's going to be to kind of work those that infrastructure, the front office infrastructure, work it out, organize it so that, you know, drafts, trade deadlines, off seasons can all kind of go swimmingly from here and hopefully start to just, you know, infiltrate a lot more talent throughout the organization at all the different levels and create that depth. And you saw a little bit of those moves, you know, finding a Nick Gordon, finding a Christian Bethencourt, you know, some of those, a lot of the pitching that they brought in this off season, you know, those were kind of, you know, Peter Bendix / Rays type of moves. I think that's really just the tip of the iceberg of how things are hopefully going to be run over the next few years.
How about a healthy Sixto Sanchez? I mean, this guy has looked great in spring training. Yeah. And we remember, I mean, there was a minute where when he pitched, it was as exciting as when Dontrell would pitch, where you would stop what you're doing because Sixto Sanchez was going to be on the mound. What can a healthy Sixto mean for this roster?
I think that it's something that can probably help to boost the confidence of the entire pitching staff. Because there was probably a time when, you know, a lot of folks in and around the organization were wondering if they'd see him again in a Marlins uniform. Like it was going to be a roster crunch and, you know, he maybe had to come off the roster to get somebody else. And then you kind of kiss him goodbye and then you basically would have lost 21, 22, 23. You would have lost 3 years of him only to see him, you know, perhaps maybe succeed elsewhere. So certainly a good thing to see him get back on the mound this spring. You know, the first time he was out there, I think he was throwing like 92. And the initial reports were like, oh, geez, 92. Here we go again. But then it was 94. Then it was 96, then it was 99, then it was nasty 99. Like it's certainly good. You know, probably gonna start out of the bullpen, obviously. Is that where he, you know, goes the rest of his career and stays out of the bullpen the rest of his career? Who knows? But I think to have another electric arm coming out of that bullpen, and listen, he's got that flash and that flair and that little swagger on the mound that can get a ballpark going. Or if they're on the road, quiet a ballpark, which is always nice. But then also just kind of have that confidence bleed through the rest of that bullpen and hopefully through the pitching staff as well.
Paul, I'm going to tap myself on the back a little bit. I don't know if you saw the pivot episode with Jazz Chisholm because it was very intriguing, but he was a big bat. Even after the episode, he had 2 home runs in a game. How about the lineup? How about our bats? Because we're talking about a lot of pitching, but we got to score some runs as well.
I did see the episode, and I think you've got a future in this business.
Thank you. It wasn't my best work, but I felt like I – oh, I'm sorry. You're talking to Crowder. My bad.
listen. Jazz is – he's a cornerstone of this offense, right? I mean, I think the only knock that you could put on Jazz is just that he hasn't been healthy for a full season. And he's addressed that in changing up diets and training regimens and all that kind of stuff. So I think if you get Jazz out on the field for 150, 155 games this season, I think it's fair to say that the offense and the team go as far as he can take them. You know, he's that sort of electric player, you know, on and off the field and all of that kind of stuff that when he's going right, he can put a team on his back. And, you know, the Marlins have, for the most part, lacked that kind of league-wide type of threat. I mean, they've had their own big bats. I'm not trying to take anything away from a Jorge Soler type, but like those, like, uh-oh, Jazz is coming to town. We better watch out for the next 3 or 4 days kind of guys. And he's that. And I think that he can also make the other guys around him better. The Burgers, who's certainly showing tons of promise, and Josh Bell, and, you know, hopefully you can get Tim Anderson back on track. And we know what Luis Arraez brings to the table. So I think that, again, having Jazz out there most, if not every day, is going to be a huge key for the Marlins and their offense this year. Because, again, I think if you're being honest, you're not putting their offense, even if it's clicking, up against some of the big boys in the National League. I mean, it's going to be tough to really, truly match them up. And fortunately, you only have to play the Dodgers 6 or 7 times this year. But just on paper, up against the Dodgers, up against the Braves, teams like that. But on a given night, the Marlins can pitch with the best of them. And if it's, you know, they may not win a lot of games 9-7, but if they can win a bunch of games 4-2, hey, wins are wins. And that's really all they need. So I think Jazz is obviously key to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Severino starts Thursday. Valley Sports, Florida, Marlins, the season begins. Give us someone. I always do this as we end the segment here, Paul. I always say this at the beginning of the season. Give us someone to watch that maybe he's not on our radar right now. You know, not Jazz, not Luis Arraez, and, you know, maybe not even a Jake Berger. Like, is there someone that you say, hey, keep an eye on this guy because he may be special this season?
I think there's two. I'll circle back and cheat a little bit. And I think, to me, Trevor Rogers is kind of an X factor for the Marlins. You know, again, pitching is their strength, and they're going to need him to get back to what he was when he was twice a pitcher of the month, when he finished second in the Rookie of the Year in 2021. And he's got that kind of stuff. I think it's just been some injuries. There's been probably a little knock in the confidence because of a lack of results at the big league level that have caused some of the, you know, lack of production on the mound. But, you know, when he's right, he's nasty. You know, 95, 96, 97 from the left side coming in kind of three quarters is not a lot of fun. And the Marlins could certainly use him to have a good bounce back year and to stay healthy. I don't think he's going to make the opening day roster. I don't know if I've seen it, and if I have, I've got too many things floating around in my brain that I've forgotten already. But I don't think Dane Myers is making the opening day roster. But at some point, whether it be because of injury or because he just plays himself onto the roster, I think that, you know, he's a kind of guy who can give the Marlins quality at bats. Again, I'm not sure what his role is going to be. Is he going to be, you know, if and when he gets back to the big leagues, an everyday outfielder? Is he going to be a fourth outfielder, pinch hit, this, that, whatever? I don't know. But I think that he's one of those guys that can certainly serve a role on this club, maybe the outfield version, perhaps, of like a John Birdie, who really, I say it all the time, does something to help the team win every day and every time he plays. So, you know, Dane Myers very well could be one of those guys as the year goes on.
And I got to run back to the Jazz thing one more time, Paul. He loves Skip Schumacher. Like, you can, it, like, when you, he smiles even saying his name. Why is that? Why is he so loved by his players?
I think Skip just kind of gets it. I think, and I smile when I say his name too. I mean, he's been awesome. He really has been awesome. You know, I think to sit there and say he was a rookie manager last year, I think if you just kind of woke up at the end of the year and watched him, you know, navigate the injuries and the pennant race and the one run games and all that kind of stuff, you never would have known that he was a rookie manager. You know, as he's gotten into chapter two or three, I guess at this point, because he worked a little in the front office along the way, but you know, the second and third chapters of his baseball life, you know, he's made for this. And again, he gets it. I think it goes back to, you know, when he did play, it was, you know, he started at kind of the old school form of the game, where it was a lot of eye test playing under Tony La Russa, you know, the gut feeling kind of thing. And as he got toward the end of his career, it was a little bit more of the analytics driven stuff. So as a player, he's seen the old school and the new school. Getting into the front office, he's seen more of that new school analytic approach. And because he's still young and still cooler than I'll ever be, he is able to get along with the players really well and communicate with them and understand all that. And I just think that he's no doubt cut out for the job. I told him toward the end of the year last year, I went in his office and I said, I know you're going to tell me to shut up, but if you don't win manager of the year, they got it wrong. And he's like, I'm not going to tell you to shut up, but I'm not even thinking about that. And he's really special, and the Marlins are lucky to have him. And, you know, we'll see what year two brings. I asked him when we talked to him on the air a couple of weeks ago. I said, all right, what do you have planned for year two? And he's like, geez, I don't know. So he's definitely set the bar pretty high, but you know, he's the kind of guy who likes to live up and exceed expectations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.